We're going to do another children's message like we did last week. Something we'll probably do fairly often, but I think we'll share it around some of the dads. But I'm doing this one this week. So last week, I talked about Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. And today, I'm going to talk about one of his other great I am statements, which is, I am the light of the world. So in John 8:12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so I want to start just by talking about what the Bible means by world. And so kids, you might think, well, I know what a world is. A world is just pretty much something like this, you know, it's the planet Earth. It's where we live. We live right over here in North America. But that's not what the Bible means by world. When the Bible talks about world, I think one way that we could understand it is an attitude, an overall attitude of the human race that is not interested in God. And it can be summed up like this. It's, if God exists, what he wants is not as important as what I want. So that's kind of the overall attitude of the world. What God wants is not as important as what I want. And it's worse than just an attitude, because attitudes change. If one of your siblings has a bad attitude, and then they get a snack and they get a nap and they wake up refreshed, their attitude is different. You can see the difference in their attitude. And your parents are telling you probably constantly, change your attitude. But imagine that there was like an evil wizard. Imagine first that there was somebody whose attitude was always bad, always negative, always grumbly, always complaining, and it never stopped and it only ever got worse. And imagine that person could not change their attitude because there was this evil wizard that had control over that person so that they always had a bad attitude. And when you think about the world and its attitude against God, it's not an evil wizard, but it's something pretty close. In 1 John 5, John says, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So the world, with its attitude against God, lies in the power of the evil one, because the evil one has been teaching the human race that what you want is more important than what God wants. That's the lie that the evil one has been selling the human race since the beginning of time. And this is darkness. This is the kind of darkness that Jesus is talking about. And so when he says, I am the light of the world, he is showing us the light by which we are to see what's real. When we look at Jesus, we see what's real. That's the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. He shows us that what's most important in the universe is not what we want, but it's who the Father is and doing what's pleasing to the Father. And so Jesus says things like, I always do the things that are pleasing to him. And for this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And in Philippians 2, we have the great passage that says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then Paul says to the Philippians, which means he says it to us, do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So Paul says that as we follow Jesus, we take on his light so that we are lights shining in the world, and so that we can show people the way to Jesus, so that they'll no longer believe the lies of the devil, but they'll enter the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. All right. I'm going to turn it over to Chad for the sermon.